Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rhino Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, oh God.
Oh, let's go, baby. Let's fucking go. We're starting late. It's okay. Can't be getting fucking angry, Gomez. Feeling good. Feeling nice. Feeling enlightened. Feeling rich. Rich like cake, not like rich like Shane.
Rich like Voss.
What a show, folks. What a show. Very excited about today's show. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez, the king of things, the point guard of podcasting himself. Just literally a pleasure for you guys. You get to listen to me and the international superstar Zach D'Amico.
Almost pulled a Louis J. Gomez.
Almost spilled his entire coffee.
It almost spilled an entire ice coffee.
Apparently, having fumble hands is a sign of ADHD. They said that. I one of those things in my algorithm came up. They're like, are you this guy? And I'm like, I am.
Fumbling coffees, relationships.
Welcome to life.
Business deals.
Went out to dinner with the ex last night. That was nice.
Which one?
Jenna, the dancer. Oh. We had a nice dinner.
Went good?
It went great. She was great. We had a nice conversation. She showed up looking extra toy. She knew what she was doing.
Is she going to keep it?
No. She knew what she was doing. She's probably watching right now. You know what you were doing. You know, fucking.
Did you get a little piece last night? You seem like you came in here. You were bouncing.
I did not. I purposefully had my son stay with me last night. He went out and he went to the
same question.
Dave and Buster's with Max Kelly, and they had a night. And while I went to dinner with my ex, and I was like, "No, James is staying the night. I want to make sure that I do not fall into the trap and bang my ex."
That's what's up, nigga.
How close did you come?
To asking her to bang in the car. Very close. So I was like, why don't we just go in the car real quick?
Came right on her ankles. And then she was like, you just come on me?
Your son's with Max trying to do the same thing. I'm staying with dad tonight.
Dude. Incredible show planned. It's kind of hot in here. If we get this AC up, I'm boiling already. Two incredible guests, ladies and gentlemen, from Dad Meat, Little Stinkers, and his brand new book, Delco Dirtball, his sophomore effort as an author. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Mike Rainey back on the show. Very excited.
Thank you for having me, boys.
Mike Rainey, you're screwed. You get the screw for the day. It's a good luck screw.
Thank you, man.
You gotta sell a book. Don't be a fucking asshole.
I didn't say anything.
Put it right into his asshole. Right into his fucking asshole.
You have a bigger one?
A blacker one?
The great, also, ladies and gentlemen, from the BS show, which I don't know what that is.
No, it's from the Shuli Network, from the Uncle Rico show.
The Uncle Rico show on the Shuli Network, which, by the way, I have been caught catching myself falling into the little bit of dabbling in the devilverse.
I saw you peeking.
No. I did peek in here and there. I peeked in here and there, and then I said, nah, that's too hot. It's too hot in the kitchen. I'm not going in there. Yeah. I think Stuttering John has now blocked me. I've never had an interaction with Stuttering John in my entire life. I got a DM from him one day saying, hey, y'all come on your show, just $500. I was like, what are you talking about? And then I wake up the next day or like a few weeks later, and I've been blocked by Stuttering John now.
Oh, it's an amazing experience. Let's just say the animals are never sleeping at the zoo.
It's pretty wild. But the great Anthony Zenhauser back on the show. Very excited. A real ass favorite here on the show. We love him. Shout out to everyone in the Racist Live chat. All the people watching at the Gas Digital Network. If you guys are watching right now live, you guys are subscribed. And you should subscribe. Gas Digital Network is the place to be for uncensored, ad-free content. The best comedy podcast in the entire fucking world. Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Story Wars. All of these amazing shows that I'm just the host of. Imagine all the other shows that are on the network. Just simply go to GasDigital.com. Use that promo code RAP. You'll save a couple bucks a month. It's $9 a month. And you get a premium membership. You get the premieres for all the the shows, the ad-free, uncensored version of all the shows, plus bonus content. We do a bonus Real Ass podcast every Friday, just for subs, plus the entire on-demand library. So if you haven't listened to every Legion of Skanks or every Real Ass podcast, you can just go back. Just type in all your favorite comedians' names, all the guys you love. You guys can search them up on the website, and you guys can just have thousands of hours of content at your fingertips. Either way, let's get our plugs out of the way. We got a lot to talk about. I haven't drank in 4 days. I have a lot of energy. I'm telling you right now, energy through the fucking roof, energy out the wazoo, energy up the fucking rear end. Mike Rainey, what are you plugging?
Brother, you got new pussy energy, so congrats on that. I don't know, man. I can smell it on you. But yeah, check out Dad Me Podcast that I do it with the funniest guy on the planet, Tim Butterly. Also, I do Little Snickers, which is a true crime podcast for men. This isn't fat girl true crime. I promise you, it's a lot of fun. And most importantly, I got a new book out. It is a Wigger crime novel entitled Delco Dirtball, set in my beloved hometown of Delco, PA. And you can buy that at onperks.com.
Very nice. Go support that. Shannon, do me a favor. Buy Mike Rainey's book right now from the company account. Not from my account. Use Thank the you. Company credit card, please. Thank you very much. And yeah, it'll be we're going to give it away on a future edition of Story Wars. The winner of Story Wars receives a book.
Yeah, he's Thank not very he's much. Not being cheap. He just doesn't want books to start showing up in his algorithm.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Moby Dick, how'd they know?
What's going on, Anthony Zanhauser? What are you plugging on?
So we got the 16th and 17th of August. It's DabbleCon 2, the convention where all you psychopaths who love the Uncle Rico show and who are these podcasts, Cardiff Electric, come on out. It's the 16th and 17th. Go to bsshowlive.com, get your tickets. It's 2 days of fun, karaoke, roasts, comedy, and adventure.
Love it. Zach Kimiko.
August 13th through 16th, Gathering of the Juggalos.
Very cool.
Wow,
that's
it.
That's all you need to plug, my friend. Very Zach's coming home. He's coming home. He's coming home. Live dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. August 23rd, 24th, Long Island. I'm back headlining August 23rd, 24th, Long Island. I am going to be hanging out at the Garden for Kill Tony. Who knows if I'm going to be involved? Who knows if somebody might be making an appearance? We'll see what happens.
Who knows if somebody ruined that?
Who knows if Crack and Mika's ruined my appearance at Kill Tony? Burning all the bridges for me. Why wouldn't he? No. Obviously, look, I can be. Some people are like, dude, why didn't you fucking play Crack and Mika on Legion of Skanks? I always premiere Crack and Mika on Real Ass Podcast. That's that. It's not a guarantee that we're playing on Legion of Skanks. Sometimes we do. It didn't come up. It might have come up. If Ari would have known about it, it probably would have come up. Ari brought it up last time with Bert. That's what happened. So,
yeah, Crack is the fucking man.
Crack is the fucking man. But to be honest, let me be fair. Tony's also the fucking man. I can't sit here and act like Tony's not the fucking man, dude. He's done a lot for me, and he's done a lot for Zach, and a lot for the Legion of Skanks. And every time I'm in town, that guy puts me on one of the biggest podcasts in the world. So, yeah, Tony. And he's also legitimately fucking funny. So we can't pretend that Tony's not great at what he does. But at the same time, you can't put a muzzle on Crack and Miko. Crack and Miko's a fucking king. And one of the things that I'm most proud of that the Legion of Skanks, or I'm sorry, that the Real Ass Podcast has been a part of was the rising of Crack and Miko and being a part of that journey. I think it's awesome. I think what he does is so fucking funny and so fucking unique. So yeah, shout out to both of them. Support all these guys. You know, I can't fucking get in between my friends having their fucking, you know, they can have their things. It's fine. I'm pretty sure Tony's okay. I think Tony's surviving. I'm pretty sure that he's in a fucking yacht right now, not even realizing that fucking anybody's hating him, because that's the fucking life that guy leads.
Plus, just that fucking whole drama podcasting thing is horseshit. Like, yeah, who wants to listen to that?
You tell me. You mean go to the bsshowlive.com and get your tickets all weekend? You can probably
come see me on the road. Other live dates. I'm going out with Shane. I'm doing Mohegan Sun with him, I think the 13th or 14th. But then, yeah, like I said, I got Long Island. Then I got Tacoma Comedy Club coming up for the very first time. Tacoma, Washington, August 29th through 31st. Spokane, Washington on September 1st. Then I got Appleton, Janesville, Atlanta, Georgia. Toronto the week before Skankfest. I'll be in Austin a couple days before Skankfest as well. Skankfest is at the end of the month. Shout out to Yo Kratom. If you guys want passes for Skankfest, get the Friday and Sunday pass. They're going to sell out this year. We haven't sold out the Friday and Sunday passes since we went to Vegas, right? It's a big venue. I'm telling you, Kill Tony's going to be on Wednesday before Skankfest. It's going to bring in thousands of comedy fans that are going to want to do shit that weekend. Get your single day passes. A lot of people did this. They were like, this is what happened. This is why the all access passes took 2 hours to sell out instead of 2 minutes like they usually do. There was like a few hundred people that were like, we're just going to buy them for cheap from the Facebook group. I know people. I people that told me that are like fans that I'm friendly with. They're like, oh, we're just going to get them for cheap for the Facebook group. You get them for cheap the week before. No, now what's happening is in the Facebook group, it is just fucking dozens of people being like, hey, does anybody got tickets? And nobody's fucking got them for sale. No. You guys are fools. Trust me. Don't sleep on Skankfest. We're doing crazy shit this year. Shout out to Yo Kratom for making it all possible. And once again, check out all my other comedy specials and podcasts and all that shit. I am a true living legend.
Can't fucking wait for Skankfest, man. It's the best weekend of the year ever.
It is.
Man.
It is. And we're doing some cool shit this year, dude. We're doing jiu-jitsu. You want to do a jiu-jitsu tournament?
Yeah, I'll do it with you, man.
Then we're gonna do an all-comedian jiu-jitsu tournament. Open belt, open weight.
Who do you have confirmed already?
Me and Butterly.
Sydney
will do it. You'll
Diego?
Do it. I'm not sure if Diego's going to be at Skankfest, but if he's at Skankfest, Diego will win.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Like, if we do, it has to be maybe open belt, purple belt or below.
Yeah, and if the...
Feeny does jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, and if you have a black belt, the other guy gets a knife or something.
I think if it's a black belt, maybe if you're a brown belt, there's a certain... what's it called?
Tier?
Handicap. And then if you're a black belt, there's a different handicap. But the handicaps would be crazy. Like brown belt, maybe you get one arm. Black belt, you get no arms.
Dude, how about
if you're a black belt, you're literally doing it no arm.
How about if you fight a handicap person?
we're dragging a homeless person off of Fremont Street.
You know how in every fight video that ends badly, it's one guy's girlfriend holding his arms back? Babe, it's not worth it. Maybe the black belt has a girlfriend that's holding his arms.
Oh, black belt, black girlfriend.
Yeah. No, black girlfriend would fight, so you need a fat white girlfriend.
Dude, black belt, you also get a black girlfriend to help you jump you and scratch and fucking throw shit at them while you're doing jiu-jitsu with them. They get to pull your arms off of them. That's actually literally the fuck. And then brown belt, brown girlfriend. You get a Puerto Rican girl. We get Kim Kong then to come in and start kicking you in the back of the fucking skull.
Or you get a fat girl from Boston. You go, Sean! Sean, stop it, Sean!
Purple belt, you got a white girlfriend that's got beat the fuck up.
Yeah. So, let's see. Purple belt. I will say this right now. You'll never guess who was in my DMs.
Mr. Bean.
Oh, my God. You did it. No, fucking this.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
This chick.
Oh, wow.
N-word girl.
What does that mean?
I thought you broke up with her.
No. Ah, shit. No, not that N-word girl.
That's just how she's in your phone.
Yeah. No. Lily Gaddis, the girl who went viral for saying, like, fucking, I don't want a broke nigga. No. It was a week before Huck to a Girl. Huck to a Girl fucking eclipsed this girl. Yeah, this is the problem. This girl would have had a hot moment or two, but Huck to a Girl came out. And Huck to a Girl, by the way, is on a fucking run. She's out there doing podcasts. She's out there fucking. And I find myself being less annoyed by her because I think literally we're watching her get better at doing media before our eyes.
Yeah.
Like the first day, I was like, yo, fuck this bitch. I want to fucking, ooh, I hated her. But now she's gotten a little bit. It was like she's not as annoying. But this girl, she's just straight up has gone off the deep end. She's just saying, tweeting the N-word every other thing. And look, she's got very pretty eyes. She responded to this because I tweeted, I offered N-word girl a trip to Jamaica and a fucking podcast. Stupid bitch ignored me. So then she goes, she just responded to that in my DMs. She goes, I never saw that, FYI. I am stupid, but I'm not a bitch. LMAO. And then I wrote, LOL, glad to see you have a sense of humor.
LMNAO.
So I said, glad to see you have a sense of humor. And then she said something else. But nothing crazy, nothing sexual or nothing fucking. But I'll say she did. It seems like she's fishing for the trip to Jamaica.
You got to give it to her.
I would. And I mean this. Lily Gaddis. I will take you to Jamaica, and you will have so many people to call the N-word. It will be, I mean, you're going to be in N-word heaven, okay?
It'll be a barrel of monkeys.
Do you think she'll have to wear a muzzle?
Maybe, dude. I'm like, you got to wait till we get to the resort. Chill. Just fucking chill.
She just wants to smell you. Let her get it out of her system.
Fucking chilly, Lily. Come on, baby girl. Let's go to Jamaica. I would take her to Jamaica. She's fucking hot, dude. She's a psycho. I don't know if she'd be down to bang a Puerto Rican.
Not normally.
A Puerto Rican. You think so?
Yeah.
I feel like Puerto Ricans are the new white. I feel like we're very much like white people are accepting us.
Really, I feel like white people who say the N-word are the new Puerto Rican.
That is interesting.
I feel it's a level playing field.
Yeah. So
the lateral move.
Yeah. This gal, she's down. I should do it. I should try to make it happen.
Have you ever thought about contacting the lady who got nutted on in Dollar General?
Oh, no, but that'd be great.
She's somebody who I would like to see have success like Hawk to a Girl.
Because... Do you think she's still crying?
No, it's...
Do you think she's like... Because she was very affected by it. She was like, he nutted on me. And like... You know, I thought it was a little bit of an overreaction, to be honest with you. I mean, look, if somebody nutted on my fucking niece, okay, which is great alliteration, but if somebody nutted on my nutty niece, I can't think of more N-words. Come on.
I can.
That's
what
sucks.
We did it. We're making jokes.
The nutty niece is my favorite Eddie Murphy movie, by the way.
The nutty niece. Nutty Professor Ford. The nutty niece. If somebody nutted on my knees, I'd beat the fucking shit out of them. And she's only 9. But if she started freaking out and shrieking and crying, I'm like, grow up.
Yeah, get used to it.
Yeah. What do you think? This is not going to be your future? Yeah. It's fucking life,
you
girl.
You got a flight on your legs.
Honestly, girls like it, typically. Or maybe they don't like it. Shannon, do you like it? Shannon, first of all, Jorge. Shannon, answer me this question. Do you like it when a man... nuts on you?
Not a stranger.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, the act of being nutted on kind of turns you on a little bit, right? From a man that you're making love to.
I mean, it's not turn on, but not like disgusted
when
by.
They shoot it, so they pull it out of your vagina.
Is there a sense of accomplishment?
Not really.
Oh, girl,
there's nothing. You're not like, that's kind of hot, because if I was a girl, I would rub it in. I would I start licking it.
Yeah.
In porn, that's what I like, what they do when they start to scoop it up off themselves. Yeah. And like Winnie the Pooh. They'll start, right, like honey in their mouth. That's my favorite type of gal. She loves to come so much.
You can
much.
Trust her with conservation.
That's what I... Yes, exactly. She's not letting it drop out of waste. I like that, Shannon. And that's not what you do.
You know she's going to turn the lights off when you guys go out.
You don't put your finger in your belly button and go... And then...
I do not.
No, you don't do that.
Not yet.
Just making sure. Just making sure. So that's what I'm looking for from a gal, okay? Right. And open I'm thinking a lot of gals are like that. And this gal, I guess maybe she wasn't. Shannon, would you cry? Shannon. A stranger, they're in a deli, they nut on you. They just start coming. Boom. You're not even feeling slightly flattered.
No, because they're not, that's not because of any level of attraction.
You're not going like, I still got it. Holy shit, no. Here I am.
It's a deranged person that will do that on anybody.
That's not true.
I don't know.
If I'm coming on somebody and I'm a deranged person, I'm going to jerk.
You're choosing the hottest girl in that deli.
First of all, no. Here's what's happening. I'm looking at like a bottle of Aunt Jemima to just get myself going. And then I'm waiting to find the hottest girl. And then when I see a target, there's shifts, right? So this, every man knows this. There's like when you jerk off, there's like maintenance mode where you're searching for the porn, right? You're already jerking. We open the computer. I'm starting to type my thing. I'm already jerking.
You're in neutral.
Yes, I'm in neutral, dude. The fucking car has started. It's just, you know, you push it a little bit, it's going to start moving, all right? Mm-hmm. So I'm fucking already tugging, and then you find something you're into, and you start to fucking, you shift up, you're in the next gear, and then fucking eventually you're like, this is the category that it's going to do it, maybe even the gal. Then you're really rocking and rolling, and then you're like, all right, now I got to find the video. Mm-hmm. So he got to gear number 3.
It's impressive.
Before he found the girl that he's going to fucking nut to.
And a Dollar General? Pretty good.
Yeah.
I like pretty disgusting chicks, so that is a good spot to find them.
But as far as products to jerk off to, what, does concentrated orange juice with Donald Duck on them?
No, you probably got like fucking Cousin Jemima there.
You just picked up a bag of cereal.
So yeah, Shannon, the point I'm making is that it's not just anyone. Okay, you might have been in, you know, gear 2 or gear 3 of his jerk session, and that's anyone. That's like a man just jerking off at you. I understand being disgusted by that. But a man gives you his golden nut, that is like a genuine, it's a pervert compliment. It genuinely is. It's not like you're taking it the wrong way, Shannon.
No, it's disgusting.
Don't tell me no.
What's more insulting, him jerking off on your leg or him jerking off on your leg and then going, oh, no, not you. I met your friend.
And he stops and then turns away to somebody else.
Right.
That wouldn't bother you.
No.
Come on, Shannon. She's a liar. We're not going to have an honest conversation, what's the point of conversing?
It's not a regular person.
What if you were with someone you love, a friend, a family member you love very much, and you saw a man about to nut on them? Would you dive in front of it like a Secret Service agent?
Well, not the current ones.
Yeah.
I would try to push them out of the way, but I wouldn't put myself in the line of fire.
Because when you remember when you would jerk off, you're old enough now, Rainey. How old are you?
45.
Yeah, you're a little bit older than me. You're my age too.
We're both 45.
Okay, we're in the same generation. Me or older. Zach, you might be part of this generation, but like back in the day, we'd get a magazine, right? And you would use that magazine. This is me anyway. Maybe this is just the creep in me. But what I would do is I would get a magazine, right? As a kid, like a Penthouse or whatever it was.
Bass.
And then I would jerk off to literally every image in this magazine. I would go through it and I would see what's coming up, but I would go, no, like I'm saving the nuts for every single, and I'm talking about the ads in the back. Mm-hmm. I was a creep as a kid, dude.
No,
like the ads in the back, I would fucking, like I'd jerk off to those gals. And then eventually you get a little bored with the magazine. Eventually it becomes like, you know, like a girlfriend, dude. Mm-hmm. Like I've just done this a lot. So eventually what I would do is I would start coming on the pages.
My dad used to do that.
Yeah, and I would fucking nut on the... But I would pick the one... You pick the shot, right? You don't just start coming page to page. Because what's going to happen is the pages get stuck together and two or three pages beyond that also get stuck. It's a goddamn nightmare. But then eventually, you know, all the pages are stuck together and it's just a soppy, wet notebook of cum and fucking ink. And then you chuck that one out and that one's
called decoupage. You're scrapbooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you know your dad used to?
Because I would go through my dad's drawer looking for porn, and he had a lot of it. But every fucking magazine was just rotten with dried cum. So there's only so much you could look at because so much of it had been stuck together. But it's nuts because he wasn't retiring.
It's nuts? Fuck yeah.
Yes, dude.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
He wasn't retiring these magazines. He just put them away. Like, you would think he would just, I don't know, put them out in the woods for somebody else to find.
Yeah, but. Well, once there's cum on them, you don't want another kid to find. I think there's a sex crime or something there. You don't want to release your DNA into the woods.
Back then, you can get away with it, though. There's not, no one's looking for your cum.
No one was looking for your cum, right?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Now they're always looking for it. Now they're just pre-looking for your cum.
Well, anyway. Okay, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. We love Factor Meals, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit delivered right to your door, helps you fuel up with whatever your dietary restrictions are. So you could be a keto guy like me, you could be a vegan like Shannon, you could just want low calorie, you could just want delicious meals, doesn't matter. They have so many options, restaurant-quality options that are delivered right to your door and prepared in just 2 minutes. What is there not to love about this, Zach?
Absolutely, Lewis. You can treat yourself to over 34 weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta, shrimp, risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon. Like you said, already in just 2 minutes. They have breakfast, they have lunch to go, they have snacks, and like Lewis said, whatever your diet is, your restrictions, whatever you're going for, they have got you covered.
Just go to FactorMeals.com to try this incredible service out. FactorMeals.com/WRAP50 will save you 50% and use that promo code WRAP50 if they prompt you to do that. Promo code RAP50, 50% off your Factor Meals order today. All right, where were we? Anyway, the point is, this girl Lily Gaddis, she's in my inbox. I was almost like, I should invite her on Real Ass Podcast. And I remember then I had this just flashback of Nicole Arbour where it started exactly that way. Like I made a joke about her. I said something about her being looking like a crazy bitch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she DM'd me and she was like, oh, ha, I'm not a crazy. And then I was like, oh, you have a great sense of humor. That's great. You should come on my podcast. Mm-hmm. And then it fucking went off the rails. And I just saw flashes of that with this bitch. Fucking pretty girl with fucking blue eyes. This bitch will fucking try to ruin me. I already know.
It's Hitler's dream.
That's it right there. Yep. Shannon, what do you think? Good idea, bad idea? Bringing this girl into the mix.
I don't hate rolling the dice.
You don't hate rolling the dice. You just want to see what happens.
Yeah.
She hates people who roll dice.
Yeah, they met on her leg.
Shit. I guess, look, remains to be seen. We'll see what happens. The Lily Gaddis, Luis J. Gomez saga is just ramping up, guys. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
If you guys get married, are you going to let her say it in her vows?
The N-word? Yeah, of course. all right, let's see. Shannon, the other thing that happened is I did watch the Louis C.K. documentary, or I watched some of it. I fast-forwarded until I saw my face. That's the truth. I didn't watch any of the documentary. I literally scrolled until I saw my face. And then
crying woman, me.
It's my own version of Duck Duck Goose. That's always how it's been. Shannon, did you see this part? They used my joke in the Louis C.K. documentary.
Yeah, I have it queued up to about 10 seconds before they go to your bit.
Let's see. This is it. This is the documentary.
When the ad actual story broke, and it was not just that story, but like boom, 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 boom. I was like, well, the fact that I thought I was, it wasn't my problem is the problem. Like, that's exactly the problem, is that everybody was treating this like it wasn't their problem. And it takes like years of investigative journalism and the courage of dozens of women to step forward at the risk of their own sanity, health, safety, and careers in order to make it not a problem anymore. Well, shit. Like, that is my problem.
They're trying to kill Louis C.K. They won't stop till that man is dead. They're trying to kill Louis C.K., you know? Who would have thought in 2018 I would be the most powerful Louis in comedy?
Little Skanks plug, little Skanks logo right there.
What did CK really do? What did he do? He jerked off in front of a few women, right? Yeah. Who hasn't?
The best. You got to, Shannon, you got to keep it playing.
Yeah. Story. The comedy community did not go to bat for them in the way that they might have.
Shannon,
hoped.
You have the worst timing. And I want to mean this, Shannon. You have the worst
that was me
of any. Oh no, Jorge, you have the worst timing then of anybody in the fucking
Shannon,
world.
You have the second worst timing.
The worst fucking. It's, the whole bit, the whole thing about what was funny about it was they do this joke and then it goes to this dramatic music of women being like, they just wouldn't listen to us. It was fucking hilarious. That's the whole point of the post that I did, Jorge. God damn it, Jorge. God damn it. They put it in the documentary as like an example of men mocking women that are being
right. You were a toxic brown male.
Yeah, no, it's the fucking best. It's the only way that I'd want to be featured in that documentary.
Well, it takes the edge off that little queen before you on.
He was rambling about something.
Fucking journalists that weren't taking the lead, but and then a real man shows up.
Let's see. Runaway Slav says, peak rap, watching your own content on your own show. Shannon, time out Runaway Slav for 6 full minutes. 6 full minutes for each million Jews that were actually killed in the Holocaust. That's right, folks. I believe the Holocaust happened.
That's what's up, nigga.
That was the train.
That bothers them. If you say 6 million, the racist loud chat will not be happy.
Yeah.
You don't want to fucking
them
don't throw that,
six, that
don't
goes.
Throw that 6 million number around. These guys will fucking.
They get angry.
Is it really not 6 million? Can we question it? Am I going to get demonetized?
Well, Hitler did fail math, so it was probably.
Yeah, who knows? There's maybe. No way they have the records. How do you know?
Great at home, Ecta. Mm-hmm.
How? But here, the other thing is here. Look, I'm not denying the Holocaust. Okay, I'm not one of these guys. Okay, I am trying to pander to Lily Gaddis. I was like, really, 6 million? I don't know. What I do know is that there's no way they have an accurate record. They don't actually know the actual amount of Jews.
No, all killed. The good record keepers were killed.
Yeah, probably.
You don't think there was like an autistic guy like with a ticket?
Yeah, every they time killed every accountant. Every accountant they killed, they were like,
"My ticket's broke. My ticket's broke. Can somebody give me a new ticket? We're gonna have an uneven count."
Well, we have no idea how many we killed. but no, there's not. I mean, it's definitely not 6 million on the dot. I can say very clearly, 6 million Jews did not die in the Holocaust.
What would your...
There's no way it's exactly 6 million.
We will round up the numbers like we rounded up the Jews.
I like it.
Yeah.
Shannon, whatever happened with Amy Winehouse baby daddy, is he banned from the chat?
Not today is the first day he's not banned.
He's not banned. No. Is he in the chat? Did he stop coming because we banned him on Monday?
I haven't seen him.
I haven't seen him either.
What did he do?
He's just a negative Nancy, and I don't like it. I like people being positive in the racist live chat. I come to the racist live chat for positivity. He posted an image of me with a Hitler mustache wearing a Nazi dress with my skirt blowing up. Now that's good content right there. I like that.
Jesus, man.
Slav will be back. Slav will be back in what? 4 minutes, Shannon? It's okay. You guys, don't be all uppity and wild in the racist live chat, and I won't ban you. What do you think this is? Do you think this is a fucking democracy? What do you think is happening here?
You should consider being a Nazi lady. You really filled that dress out, man.
It was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty fucking good right now, boys.
Well, you're looking tight.
You know what I don't want to become? I don't want to become a sober douchebag.
Are you not drinking right now?
I'm not drinking. And I'm thinking about stopping smoking. Thinking about stopping smoking altogether and seeing how I feel and seeing the heights that I can achieve.
I can't, but your staff is looking forward to that.
No, they're going to love it. Shannon, am I not better so far since I've not been drinking?
Yeah, you're good now. I told you earlier that I am nervous about the stopping of the weed.
Yeah.
I'm nervous a little bit.
I feel very positive. I actually, I came in, Zach, was it not the most positive beginning to the show today?
That's great. You've been great all week.
See? I'm feeling nice. I feel healthy. I feel like I'm fucking a new man.
Have you been replacing it with something?
No.
Just cold turkey?
Just cold turkey. Last night I was drinking seltzers with dinner. It was great. It felt good.
Let's talk about our new sponsor, Cold Turkey. Are you sick of hot turkey? Burning in your mouth? If you're looking at something to fill in that void,
it's
cold
turkey. It's non-alcoholic wild turkey.
Cold turkey. Gobble it up. Let's get back into this.
Let's get back into it.
Gobble it up.
Yeah, dude. We'll see. I'm going to Vegas on Friday with my son. I think that's a good time to stop smoking weed because I can get legal weed in Vegas. My son knows I smoke. That's not a big deal. But I don't want to fucking I'm going to leave him in the hotel to go smoke a fucking joint downstairs or going to walk around smoking a vape pen. It just seems like it's a lot to do and I would do it, but I feel like that's a good timing for me to just say fucking.
Would you ever smoke weed in front of your kid though? I mean, when he gets to a certain age?
I smoke weed in front of him now.
Oh, okay. That's
good. I mean, not like I don't blow it in his face, but he knows that I'm going out back to smoke weed. Yeah, of course. I don't give a shit about that. When he was growing up, I didn't want to demonize it. I didn't want to make it I smoke weed and I didn't want it to be like my sister does this. My sister, when she smokes, right? She goes, "All right, kids, I'm going to go out back and I got to make a call."
Right.
And then the kids go, they roll their eyes because they know she's going to smoke weed. Now, at this point, they literally just roll their eyes and they go, "Okay, mom, you're going to make a call." Mm-hmm. And then they'll come outside and she'll be behind the shed and then they'll see her and she's like, oh, no, what are you? And the kids are going like, "Oh, she's doing something bad. My mom is doing something naughty," right? Why am I presenting myself that way to my fucking son? My son also is smart enough that he knows it's bad. It's not like I'm presenting like, "Oh, I'm doing something good to him," but I'm not doing something that should be demonized where he goes, "My father's a bad person. My father's a drug addict," or, you know, his mother's not an alcoholic because she fucking drinks, you know, wine every single morning, noon, or night. No, she doesn't. But like, it's the same way that we look at alcohol, we should look at weed. And I think we should present it, especially now that it's legal to kids, as the same thing. So if you're demonizing alcohol, then fine, you can demonize weed as well. But I just don't demonize either. I treat it as, you know, something that adults do. I curse. I drive a car. I smoke weed. I was like, that's what I can do. You're a child when you're old enough to make your own decisions.
All at the same time, mostly.
Yeah, usually. Ah, fuck the blunt. Ow. Yeah, that's that. But yeah, I think I'm gonna take a little bit of a break.
Give it a shot. Why not? What?
But I don't want to become but most sober people become douchebags and that's all they can talk about. It's their whole identity.
I know. I think as long as you shut the fuck up about it and only ask if people ask you about it, then I think you're fine. But as soon as you start pontificating, then it becomes
a fucking problem. Yeah.
But you can do that with anything. If you stop eating meat.
But can I say, what if my fucking results are bonkers? Like, what if I'm through the moon, right? What if I'm fucking, my testosterone doubles? What if my productivity goes up? What if I start making 3 times as much money? I start fucking connecting the dot. Like, at that point, I can't be like, "Guys, I think that maybe there's something to this." Or I just have to quietly just be successful.
Yeah, your doctor's going to be like, "Lewis, do you have a girlfriend who uses the N-word publicly? Because we only see this in N-word girlfriends, man. This is off the charts, man."
Ah, shit. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. We love YoDelta.com, so if you're over 21 years old and in a state where Delta 8 is legal, why not have Delta 8 shipped directly to your door for cheaper than regular weed?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs, but let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works. And these products need to be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS, G-A-S. You're going to save 25% off your order today. That is YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS for 25%. All right, let's get back into it. All right, let's see. Let's talk about this. This channel is so weird. This keeps on popping up for me. It's AJ and Big Justice, Shannon. Ooh. Is that what this is? This is this Italian kid and his dad?
Yeah.
Yep. I have the clip that you posted, and then I have their TikTok channel.
Yeah, yeah. So this is they post these things. This family of pull up a different one. This one's not as annoying as some of them. Some of them are like
fucking fat dagos.
Yeah, these fucking Italians, dude.
They don't blink.
They don't, dude. It's kind of crazy. And the first time you see it, you're like, this is the fucking cringiest thing. Mm-hmm. The first time you see it, you're like, I hate them.
Yeah.
I fucking hate this family. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. I hate you. And then I'm kind of at a transition now with this where I'm going like, they might be self-aware. I think they know what they're doing. They know it's cringy and they know it creates engagement. They're going extra hard on the cringe because they know people are going to click on it and share it and fucking hate it. And in a weird way, if it's self-aware and they're trolling, I fucking love it.
I don't think they are. The dad tried to get family famous before, and there's no darker corner, well, aside from child pornography, darker corner of the internet than dads trying to get their family famous.
Yeah.
So
you're also be assuming that Italians possess self-awareness.
There's no way. This is so good. Play a video, Shannon. This is the cringiest shit I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Fruit Box snacks inspired by your favorite YouTube creators.
And we're going to see where they measure up on the boom meter.
Ashley's got Alpha Mall. Big Justice has Unspeakable. But who's going to handle Ninja Kids?
Rizzler, where did you come from?
Well, I guess Rizzler's doing Ninja Kids.
What the fuck?
This is the apple and strawberry Unspeakable. Hey, Unspeakable, where are you going to have us at the house?
Hey, tell me your dad punches the wall without telling me your dad punches the wall.
Let's see what they got on the boom meter. They get a 5 out of 5 boom. This is the Alpha Mall mixed fruit.
What the
These
fuck?
Are really good. These got a 5 on the boom meter. Boom! Boom!
Pulling out of her mouth?
This is a Ninja Kids tropical
Wait, slow
fruit.
That down.
Let's see what they get on the boom meter.
This little fat kid that everyone probably just That's makes fun of on the internet. And then they bully this
boom,
kid. I mean, I don't know what the
I want
say.
All of their videos to just cut to black like the last episode of Sopranos, and we have to wonder who shot that kid in the back of the head.
It's going to be the dad's going to be like, yeah, one day the dad's going to be like, kids, as soon as the videos start declining, I'm going to make Chris Benoit seem like Gene Wilder. boom, boom, boom.
Dude, it's fucking wild. But it's so cringy that I feel like, they know, right? They know exactly. It's deliberate, right? What were they doing before? What was it? Give me the young family.
Probably throwing meatballs in the pool.
That's what they call their youngest kid.
What was the what were they doing before they were doing this boom meter thing?
It was like you ever see like a family vlog, like get ready with us, and like they'll follow them throughout the day. Like that's what the dad initially tried.
There's a lot of that. There's one that my niece and my son would watch. My son doesn't watch it as much anymore. But it was about this little girl who's like a gymnast. She looks like she's like 7, but apparently she's like 13. And like it's just the dad like setting up on her first date and her first kiss and like just really weirdly involved. Weird. And like almost like it's not like, I mean, it's for sure exploitative. Exploitative. There was a T in there that I missed. Ooh, a whole T. It was exploitative for sure, but it wasn't like they weren't sexualizing the girl. It wasn't like that, but it was just like you're kind of watching the dad like it was just bizarre, just a very bizarre, weird, seemingly perverse look into the relationship of a father and his like prepubescent daughter. It's almost like pedophiles probably do jerk off to just that. They don't need any sexuality. They probably just, whatever that coming of age thing is between the dad and the father.
That's a good title.
That, dude, coming of age. Hell yeah, dude. There is something weird about that. And I'm very careful to not just throw my son on the internet willy-nilly. For the most part, I don't really put anything. I did a magic trick. I let him do it. He really wanted me to. He was like, can you post a magic trick?
That was good, too. I saw that.
It was a really good magic trick. So I don't make it a hard, fast rule. But I don't make money off my Instagram. I'm not trying to put him out there as like a child celebrity or fucking star. That's not it at all. You have to almost fight your kid's instincts to want to do. Like my niece has a TikTok. She doesn't have one. It's all private. Like my sister made her a TikTok that's not public.
Oh, I saw that.
But my niece, she just likes doing dances and likes doing them. And I don't even think that my niece knows that they don't go up, that they're just like on a private thing. But yeah, it's a weird, bizarre world when you're just sort of putting your kid on camera that much and strangers know that much of your kid's life.
Oh, of course. I mean, the money goes over family every time with
this.
It's
crazy, yeah.
And I think the background of this was he had a major drug or alcohol problem. The father, he was tearing the family apart. Now that he's sobered up, his wife made him get straight. Now he's overcompensating by trying to do a lot of family shit together. But now he's like, oh, shit, I can make a lot of money doing
this. The whole family looks the same. The wife and the husband and the wife. Show the video I showed today, Shannon.
Oh, after that, I do have their very first.
Do the first video. One, but show this one first. The husband and the wife look bizarrely the same.
Well, that's Italians for you.
Good, show this.
Here's a chicken bake. Let's go shopping.
We're a Costco family.
How many of these things are you going to eat?
Could be the same person.
It's a double chunk chocolate cookie.
Easy, Zach.
We're a Costco family. Of course we had to the cookies. Get your feet off of there. We're a Costco family. He's not the only one that can lift these tires.
So weird.
Yeah, that's a little. I wouldn't want my daughter in that situation. Wearing a low cut blouse.
Do they?
At her age.
Oh, Kim, hold on. Family. Do they purposely not blink?
We already have enough TVs. We're a Costco family.
These are good. Get me another one of these. We're a Costco family.
All right. We got it. It's fucking weird. They're just a weird family.
I don't like it.
Show me the original.
This is the first video it posted in April of 2022.
Telling you that you need at least a 720 credit score to be approved.
It was only 2 years ago, though. No, I saw a picture of them when they were younger.
Oh, it seems like he did a bunch just on his own for a while.
He's a mortgage guy?
Oh, no, I think he's doing a bit.
Okay. He's got kind eyes.
He looks like a Jack the Lily Gaddis.
Where is he where is he from? Where's that family
from?
From
they live in Florida.
Staten Island or Florida?
They live in Florida, yeah.
Yeah, they're in Florida. The dad used to be a wrestler.
A pro wrestler?
Yeah.
Really?
Like very low level.
Can we see that? This dad just wanted to be famous.
Yeah,
he just wanted to be fucking famous by any means necessary.
So it kind of fits into my theory. He probably had a drug and alcohol problem because he was a wrestler. He probably never made it. He was making his family's life hell. And he's like, all right, you want me to get sober? Then you're all going to be in my fucking Instagram videos. How's that sound? I'm going to do a fucking Costco video.
But now, yeah, no, that's how he fills his time. And then that's his release and his endorphins is the views and the clicks.
Right.
They're trying to rope in an Indian family now to do videos with them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they don't have
how
the same...
do that with a flute?
Yeah, they throw acid in the face if they eat the chicken bake.
Oh, dude. Fucking acid attacks are wild, huh?
Have you ever had a woman in your life that if you had acid on you, you would have thrown it in her face?
Yes. If I had acid on me, was there ever a moment where I've had a woman in my being... And if I had a cup of acid on me, I would have thrown it into her face. Yes.
Like
the amount of women that has been. Let me make this very clear. I'm not gonna fall victim to this shit. Okay. I obviously would never have acid on me. If I had a gun on me or a knife, there's been times where I've been being attacked and felt fucking physically threatened enough. Where if I just had it, like it wouldn't be. I wouldn't go get acid, mix it into a fucking thing, fucking test it. I wouldn't do all that shit.
Got it, man. Yeah, acid is like an Indian gun. Yeah. So you can't really fault those guys because, you know, they're standing their ground.
What if it was like a marathon where they have like cups of acid on the sides and you just happen to run and catch it?
You hand it to the... Oh, I was going to say it's a woman that you hate who's a marathon runner.
Right.
And then she's running the marathon, and then you fucking
chasing
come out.
Her, yeah.
No, you don't chase her. You're on the sidelines. You're not going to waste any energy.
Here, water.
Water. She fucking acids herself. Right. That's got to be brutal.
No, it's better, Mr. Fuji powder, if you had like a bag of that.
It was just salt, right?
Yeah, salt.
It was salt.
Well, that's
why do you have so much salt?
Because Yokozuna was a sumo wrestler, and they throw salt before the matches.
They throw salt before the match. I didn't know. I never realized what the connection was with salt.
It's a ritual. It's a cleansing ritual.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Cleanse I was going to say, maybe Yokozuna shouldn't have had so much sodium. He could have lost some of that weight. He's a big boy. He could have been a little more athletic.
Dude, I listened to a story of the way Yokozuna used to eat. It was fucking wild. He would order pig anuses. Like... bags of them and deep fry them and dip them in mayonnaise. And they said he'd eat hundreds of them.
Pig anuses. Is it delicious?
I haven't had it.
You should, that would be great for the spook show, dude. Those stories from like you eat things and you bring in things from like fucking famous stories.
Lewis, I should not be doing any eating.
Pig anuses.
I should not be eating on podcast. I should not add an additional meal.
a pig anus is probably pretty goddamn keto, doggy.
Not fried dipped in mayonnaise.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It sounds actually delicious.
It probably is.
It's probably fucking phenomenal. It's probably like, it's just another, once it's clean, who gives a fuck if it's the asshole or it's the hip?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Anything on a pig tastes delicious. The guy that started the first processing plant, he's like, look, we use, I can't remember his name, but he's like, we use everything but the squeal. I was like, hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah. Somebody says chicharrones. That's not pig anus.
No, that's skin.
That's the skin, doggy.
Yeah, that's like, it's like pig taint.
I do when I'm doing keto and I'm craving chips. I do
pig anus.
No, not pig anus. I do pork rinds, which is chicharrones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, chicken. They got chicken skin now. That's chicken, good.
We had a sponsor. Yeah. We had chicken skins as a sponsor. Oh, pork bung stir fry. It's called pork bung.
That's a big asshole, man.
Yeah, that's what they call it. And there's different ways to prepare it.
Pork bung.
And this is the grossest one.
Oh, it's the whole tube of asshole. Wow. And is it sliced and diced?
Is it like calamari?
That's what these look like. This one looks like
Dougie, I'll tell you right now. We should try some pig assholes on the show. That's not bad. What type of cretins eat this?
We're at Costco trying the new pig assholes.
I give it four booms. Boom, 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 boom.
Double chocolate chunk anus.
Dude, how do we get... Shannon, can you...
We're a pig anus family.
Shannon, can you look it up right now? Can we order pig anuses somewhere in New York City? Is there some... Is we know it's Asian. Let's just fucking... Let's cut all the shit. Okay?
That's how they prepare it.
Yes. You could have cut the shit right now. We know for a fact that this is an Asian culture. A dirty, dirty Asian culture. I'm not spreading yellow fever. Right. I'm not spreading Asian hate. I'm letting you know that if you were to just simply look at an Asian person, not Americanized, I'm talking about in their home culture, they're fucking dirty. Am I wrong or am I right? Am I wrong or am I right? I call a spade here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people in a small area you're seeing.
You can order it from Instacart.
Instacart, right now.
Yeah, not cook though, but you can order it through.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Shannon, I'm not going to. Shannon, would you cook pork? Would you prepare pork bung for me?
I don't love the idea of it.
Jesus. Is there vegan
pork? Hey, how's pork bung taste?
I would.
You've had it. You fucking sick fuck.
I would have it.
Mexicans are almost as gross as Asians. Mexicans are the Asians of the Latino community. And I will tell you, quote me on that. Tweet it. I'll retweet it. Tweet it right now. Mexicans are the Asians of the Latino community.
That's true.
Let it be known.
I think we're mixing up our Asians. I think it's specifically Chinese.
On the page that we had up, it had Filipino recipes.
Yeah, dude, those people are fucking rancid as well.
Those are actually Filipinos are the Asian Mexicans.
Yeah.
Jorge, do they eat Mexican assholes?
I mean, I've had it done a couple times.
Well, how'd you have it? It was a Mexican dish.
I've had it like grinded up.
Can you please turn on some Mexican music, Jorge? While we're discussing your culture, please.
I'm trying to think of what body parts I haven't had of a pig. Because I've eaten like all the different kinds of sausages.
The hooves, right?
The blood,
People eat the hooves.
Pig's feet.
you're eating a fucking knuckle. What is that?
It's delicious. Yeah, you cook anything right, it tastes great. You braise it right, it gets it nice and tender. You let it just fucking cook for hours. You put it in there. You don't know what the fuck you're eating.
It falls off. Pork cheek. That's actually the face of a pig. Pork cheek.
Oh, baby, it sounds delicious.
It's delicious.
Cabeza meat's great.
So it's all fucking delightful, dude. They eat the eyes. They eat everything. Have you had an eye of... Jorge, tread lightly here. Jorge, put the Mexican music on. Jorge... Have you had the eyeball of a sheep, a pig, or a cow? Jorge, tread lightly.
I have had cow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You nasty cretin. We let you touch our fucking control board. You had cow's eye.
You know what skeeves me to this day? When you go to Jorge. The grocery store and there's there's an Ecuadorian population neighborhood, mm-hmm. they'll have gerbils in the freezer section.
Like guinea pigs.
Yeah. No, that's the family we just watched.
Shit. No, I've seen that. I've been to those festivals near me where they have the
Jorge, stop eating our pets, festivals. You sick fuck. Have you had a gerbil or a guinea pig?
No, but I want to.
You would. You would have that right now.
Fucking Jorge, Ricardo gear over here.
You would eat any sort of creature. You don't care about the type of creature.
Nah.
I like this.
You
intense.
Wouldn't eat dog. You wouldn't eat dog.
Yeah, not dog or cat.
Why? They're probably delicious.
I like dogs too much.
So it's about personality.
Maybe you'll like it more once you taste it. You're like, wow, I did not think I could like dog more.
We're treading into like a this is incredible territory here.
Man, you know what they call pig anus in France?
What they call?
That's bung with cheese.
Bung hole with cheese.
It's a pork panna with cheese.
Pork bung. That's wild, Jorge, that you've eaten pig's anus. And describe the taste.
It's a quesadilla.
Was it just pig-like, porky?
It's kind of shitty.
It was like ground up in like with like rice and beans.
Yeah, it's great.
So it was just like, it was just like lots of spices on it.
My assumption like, is it is
not like kind of chewy.
Cheap meat, right? Yeah. It's probably really
cheap.
It's
like gizzards, right?
Yeah.
The only reason people eat these pieces of the animals is because other people won't, and they're fucking cheap, and they go, "We're not gonna waste it." But I think you can get like fucking like cow's balls for like 30 cents each.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, dude, take the balls. We're not going to do anything with them.
Yeah, my grandpa used to love those.
Cow's balls.
Yeah.
Wow. Your grandpa is gay. Your grandpa's an actual fucking homosexual, dude. He put balls
in
his
mouth. Even wait for dinner. You just go out there.
Is anybody going to cook supper in this house?
Who's sucking on balls tonight? Oh, my God.
Ay, Dios mío. Wow.
No more for me. I'm full.
Nobody's going to eat these balls. They're mine. I call them.
Yes, we know, Grandpa. You always get the balls. Grandpa,
we know. Are we not going to acknowledge the cows don't have balls?
Oh, come on, dude. Don't be an asshole. Yeah, we know what they meant. Fucking asshole. Fucking college graduate over here, Zach.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I do.
fucking whiz kid over here.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, fucking Ivy Leaguer over here.
No, Reptile on the Racist Live Chat says, Lewis is a food pussy. What? Are you crazy? I try things. I'm not trying weird. I'm not treating these, like the eyelids of a fucking newt. I'm not. These are things that like witches use to put in fucking brews. Right, fucking. Right. This is insane.
The spit of a bat.
Yeah, the eyeball of a cow. The fucking legs of a frog. Calm down, witch lady. We don't need to eat any of this shit. The Mexicans are wild, dude. Yeah. Mexicans need to stop doing voodoo with lunch. Chill the fuck out, okay? We're good. We got meat. The weirdest thing I've ever eaten. When I was in New Orleans, I just had gator nuggets. They were delicious. I've had them before, though. Those are good. Gator's probably one of the weirdest things I've eaten.
Blood sausage as a concept is pretty weird.
Yeah, but it's good, right?
It is good.
Yeah.
Blood sausage is delicious.
When you cook blood, it tastes good.
Yeah. Maybe that's probably the weirdest thing. That I've had frog legs as well. That's probably close. Eating a reptile is sort of wacky.
Yeah.
It's wacky. I've never had snake
meat. It makes me sick when I try it.
It does.
Yeah, I have a reptile dysfunction. Yes.
Is that your joke before I give you a Zekle snake, or is that just an old one?
That's my joke.
Reptile dysfunction. Name of the episode, folks. Thank you very much. that's probably the weirdest thing I've eaten. What's the weirdest thing you've eaten, Rainey?
My wife's pussy.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. What about you?
That's mine too.
My ex-wife's pussy, which I call
gator nuggets.
Pig asshole.
Ah, shit.
I mean, I love cabeza meat tacos. That's like one of my big, I like cheek meat like that, head cheese.
I have blood sausage. I've had frog legs. That was just something to try. I don't think I'd ever eat it again.
It was fine. They were good. They were little chicken legs. They tasted like.
That's what it is, right? Reptile. I mean, they're all closely related. Birds and reptiles. Yeah,
I guess they
it's
are
all
right.
The same
the,
shit.
The meat might taste. I guess you know it did taste very chickeny. You know, even gator nuggets very chickeny. Gator's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
Eating that as a fucking meat. Whoa.
It makes me feel a little. I feel like I wasn't man enough to kill it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm eating somebody else's bravery.
Right.
Somebody fucking killed a fucking man-eating crocodile.
But do you
think
they fucking killed it with, like, a fucking boot knife?
Who knows?
Dude. They probably fucking shot it with an arrow in the head from a boat. And they were like, come here, dumb fucking gator.
With an bow and
arrow. Yeah, there's nothing. There's
an episode of Larry the Cable Guy's Only in America where they go to, like, a processing plant for gator meat. It's pretty wild because they...
Gator done?
They have to inflate them. to get the skin off. So they put like a hose in it, and you see them blow up like a balloon.
That's
and
great.
Then they pop it so it's easier to skin.
That's cool. They should do that when they're still alive.
How do they hunt gators? Can we see people hunting gators? I want to see a gator hunt.
Well, I think there's farms too.
There's probably
where they're just farming them.
They probably are just farming them, right?
They probably set like little boy stick and poke traps.
Most of the gators that we eat, are they farmed or are they like wild gators caught down in fucking Louisiana? I mean, I almost feel like there's probably a gator problem, so they probably farm them less and they probably hunt them.
Probably got it from the natural source.
I don't know. I want to know what my gator came from. It was some fucking bullshit. I want a free range gator, okay? I don't want a gator in a fucking just living his life all sad in a fucking just a box.
Are you denying that 6 million gators were killed down in the bayou for the bayou cost?
Shit. Can we see some first of all, let me know a little bit about gator hunting, how they hunt gators, and then second, can we see some of it?
Okay, so there's different ways. As I'm scrolling through the videos, it seems like they could do it with a bow or like just shooting it with a gun. I'm just trying to see where this one starts. It's a long video. Okay, I think it's here.
I mean, but even with a gun, you still gotta get close enough to that fucking killer to kill it.
I'm gonna skip through a little bit, but here they're using this chicken as bait.
Pig anus?
The butthole. Oh, it's a butthole.
So this, they're just fishing it out. They're fishing out.
They're
the
fishing
gator.
Out the gator. I'm not fishing it out. That thing's gonna fucking. Now I gotta fight with an alligator on a boat.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. These guys bring you your food. And here,
dude,
pussy.
I want an assault rifle. I'm gonna treat that gator like it's a fucking 10th grader.
Well, vote for the right guy this year. Yeah, do you see it? Because I don't see it.
He's like stuck in the grass stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's some scary shit, knowing that shit's so close to you.
Fuck all that noise, dude.
Fuck you. I'm
not fishing for a gator.
They did this on Naked and Afraid. I don't know if you remember, Lewis, but they fished it out and killed it with their bare hands.
I don't remember. What? I don't remember it.
Their bare hands?
That's pretty wild, though. They killed a gator with their bare hands?
Mm-hmm.
I know they did it with a turtle once on Naked and Afraid, right?
Yeah, that too.
That seemed barbaric, dude. Turtles seem like just nice, slow creatures. You can't hunt a fucking creature that moves like this.
It also seems fucked up to hunt someone that's like 150 years old.
And whose life you could ruin just by turning him upside down.
That's not a hunt, dude. This fucking poor turtle. Yeah. I used to do that to my turtles. Dude. I'd turn them upside down, I'd spin them, and they'd be like, their heads and legs would come out. Those turtles died of starvation, folks. Those turtles, and I won't bore everyone with the entire story again, but just so you guys know, those turtles' lives, I'll give you a one-minute life of Lewis's turtles, Michelangelo and Leonardo, okay? Michelangelo, my mom bought me, and she did the Christmas story thing on Christmas. Mm-hmm. She was like, I wanted a turtle for Christmas, and she acted like I didn't get a turtle, and she was like, what's that behind the tree? And it was just a box from the pet store, no tank, and there's just a turtle in the dark overnight scratching at the box.
Yeah. But she was on heroin, so the turtle kept outrunning her. She was chasing behind it.
Doggy. So then I never got a tank. I was like, that's cool. So then I was down at Peck's Pond near my house, and I saw another turtle in the wild. So I took this other turtle. I was like, no, he needs a friend. They're Ninja Turtles. It's Leonardo.
Okay, yeah.
That was Michelangelo. I grabbed Leonardo. Now, Leonardo was all fucked up. His beak was like, had a crack in it, and he was fucking like, his shell was all fucked up.
It's a street turtle.
He was a fucked up turtle, dude. And I brought him in to be friends with Michelangelo, and they met, and literally Leonardo just bit Michelangelo's head. And then I was like, oh, they're friends.
It's like bringing a murderer.
Then I closed the top of their cardboard box again, and then just grass in there. And then after a couple weeks, I just stopped feeding them because I forgot about them.
Jesus.
And then eventually I came back and I opened the box one, and they were just like, their eyeballs were sunken in, and they were just skeleton turtles. And that was the end of their lives.
I got to make a phone call right now.
Oh, they were like the Koopas in the castle levels?
Jumped on.
The skeletons.
They would move unless you were turned around. Throw hammers at me, cocksucker.
They were the Koopas in the castle level. I just touched them, they went clunk.
But then they would come back up.
Yeah. That's great. You were excited that you were getting a pair of shoes for Christmas, and it was just a shoebox full of turtles.
Dude,
you're like, motherfucker.
It was really bad. It was bad. It was, but it was my mom's fault. You can't let, you can't give an 8-year-old lives to look after.
Right.
Completely. You can, but you have to, when your kid's not doing it, you hit him in the back of the head and go, feed your fucking animals, idiot. Mm-hmm. And then eventually you take over. That's the way it works. The parents eventually take over. My mom killed those turtles. I don't have any guilt about that. Right. Just so you guys
she
know.
She knew what she was doing.
She knew what the fuck she was doing.
Yeah, she knew what was going to happen to those turtles. Well, the one turtle, but you brought another turtle.
I mean, that other turtle, I took him out of his natural habitat. He had the happiest, I mean, probably not the happiest life. He was battling other sea creatures at this pond every day. He was really fucked up. But maybe it was a better life because, you know, he probably felt like Gladiator, like where he was taken from his home and then thrown into a cage and then just fucking battled with another fucking turtle until they both died and starved to death, the slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough transport,
you're
man.
An evil man.
Going from heaven to fucking Lewis's living room.
It's brutal. It's fucking brutal.
But then again, it's just turtles. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's talk about this. Gen Z slang. New Gen Z slang is being added to the Cambridge Dictionary.
Finally.
Shannon, what are some of these words?
Bro.
That is not one.
Bruh. B-R-U-H. Bruh should be.
It's not. Not yet, at least. Thankfully.
Riz?
Nope.
Cap?
Nope. It's not. They're not that terrible. The first one is the ick.
Mm-hmm. The ick.
Next one is boop. Like where you like boop someone on the nose.
Boop.
Next one is...
It's when you find blood in your poop.
Oh, poop.
I pooped.
Oh, no. There's boop in the toilet.
Call your doctor. Is boop bad?
I-Y-K-Y-K, if you know, you know.
That's stupid.
Yep. Face journey, which I don't know what this one was.
It looks like Lewis's face. He doesn't know, you know.
And, I mean, it's clear what it is. I just never heard people use this, a series of expressions that appear on someone's face, showing different emotions as they're experiencing or reaction to something.
Okay, go ahead.
Chef's kiss.
Okay, got it.
And then some gaming terminology. One is speed run. Is that something you guys have heard?
Yeah.
That's
where you run through a game as fast as possible. They were like Mario World, the side-scroller games they would do.
Right. And side quest.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are some of the new words.
It's really the reason I end every relationship.
Yeah, you were speed running turtles.
I was speed running through a couple side quests.
So what side quests? And you mean just for video game reference, or is that brought into like real reality?
You could probably use it like, you know, we went out for dinner, but then we went on a side quest to get ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
It gives both. It means a part of a computer game that has its own aim, and then but in real life it means an activity that's done in addition to another activity.
Yeah, it's a B plot. It's
like
B-plot.
Fucking the fattest girl in the bar, he called out the final boss.
Yeah, exactly.
Bowsum.
So the ick though, I think that's an interesting phrase. Women use that. The guys do things that give them the ick. Shanna, what are things that give you the ick?
Loud chewing.
Coming on legs.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, open mouth chewing, sounds while chewing, hate it. It'll make me hate a person as an individual.
Hate a person.
Yeah, hate it.
Is there anybody in our world that does
that? So many people.
Who does that in our world?
I feel bad to say
that. No,
though.
Say it.
I feel bad.
No, she did preface it with, I hate them.
While it happens, I like can watch them burn like a fiery death while it's happening, nice. And then I'll get past it.
So tell me who specifically you feel that about.
Not always, just while they're doing it. Yes. I'll tell you one person that used to be part of our world, or kind of is still, Tim Dillon.
Tim Dillon would chew with his mouth.
The worst eater I have ever observed.
Yeah, he does.
like he's doing it intentionally, yeah.
And he does it a lot, apparently.
I think it does. I think that there's so much food in his mouth, he can't close it all the way, Shannon, and that's the problem.
When Lewis bothers me, he gives me the spick.
Shannon, anything else that gives you the ick?
I think a lot of like manner-related things, like slurping something...
Slipping that pussy? that would give you the ick. If you heard that sound while it was on your clit, around your clit.
If it was like once, but if it continued to happen, I'd be like, we have to stop.
Really?
This is terrible. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah, it's distracting.
It's terrible. Sure.
But in Asia, it means like that you're enjoying the meal.
Yeah.
You got to slurp.
Got to slurp a little bit. Mm-hmm. What about the reverse ick? What do they call it with men? Men just don't get the ick. We're like, does she have a hole? It's still the ick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we can't say. I can't say that girl gave me the ick. She has a pussy. Ew. I can't believe she gave me the ick.
That's when you eat her pussy and there's already cum in it?
Let me think. What would give me the ick if a girl... I mean, you know, a lot of comics have the joke, but like the toilet paper in the asshole.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Gives me the that will bring me out of it. Bad breath and things like that. That's I think a lot of those things are kind of too obvious.
But you hate farting. I feel like not every guy hates.
Every guy hates farting. Some guys will accept it. You're with a woman long enough and you're like, all right, it would be ridiculous for me not to accept you farting in my life. You're my wife. We have children together. Fine. Yeah. But just so you know, Karen Feehan was the only girl that I ever dated that would openly fart. And the first time she did that, and I really swear to God, I mean this. The first time she did this, I said, this will never be serious.
Is it because you got sprayed with another guy's cum?
I would never be able to be serious with a girl who thinks it's funny to just be like, that's crazy. That's not funny. Sorry, that's not cool. Like,
no.
It's not good. So yeah, I guess it gives me the ick, Shannon, I guess. But it gives everyone the ick. Every man gets the ick by far.
I think I've heard guys say that they like when it happens because that means the girl is comfortable around them.
That's crazy. That's a fat guy. It's a fat man who wants a comfortable woman.
But I wouldn't do that in front of a girl either if I was having sex with her. I wouldn't fart in front of them.
No, I remember like I did get comfortable enough with my son's mother that I would fart in front of her. And then there was the one girl that I dated before my son's mother that I hated. I hated this girl. And I would like just the nastiest farts. I remember one time I literally made her cry. It was the nastiest fart ever. And she was just under the covers and I just went. And it made her like almost puke and she started crying. Oh, it was great.
Right. And that's a classic example of why you fart in front of those women. Yeah.
No, but it's a woman that if I assault you with my asshole juice, I hate you.
Will you leave the house and go shit somewhere else if you have to shit in front of a girlfriend?
No, but I will not.
He'll go to the lobby of a hotel.
I'll go to the lobby of a hotel for sure if I'm with a chick in a hotel, mm-hmm. without a doubt, every time.
Yeah.
Because a hotel, it's also like, first of all, hotel bathrooms are so echoey, right? So you're just farting and if I'm taking a shit, you're going to hear some farts, right? It's not like I don't have a smooth asshole where it just goes. No, it's fucking. It's all that shit, right?
Okay, yeah.
So if I'm in a hotel bathroom with a chick, she's going to hear all that fucking noise. Dude, there's no turning the water on. That's some gay shit. Mm-hmm. No, what I'll usually do is I'll come up with an excuse. I'm like, hey, do you want a coffee? I'll go grab a coffee. Then I'll run down. And like, the line was long. I'm just fucking blasting ass downstairs. When my ex lived with me, and we were together for almost 2 years, I would use the hallway bathroom when I wanted to take a shit. But she knew what was going on.
Right.
That was fine. She just knew not to go in there. And I would get embarrassed. If she went in there afterwards, I'd be like, what are you doing? You got to get out of there. What's up?
You have to hit her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Naeem has one of the funniest fucking bits. I don't even know if it's a fully worked out bit. It's just such a funny idea, and it really made me laugh. He just talks about how like fat guys are always fixing their shirt. Oh,
pull the shirt down.
Dude, it's so funny. He's like, you want to fuck with a fat guy? Just lift it. Go up and lift the shirt up. Boy, he's going to freak out. I was like, stop. What are you doing, bro? Come on. Dude, it fucking was killing me, dude. It's such a fucking real thing, dude. If you go lift it, just any fat guy's shirt, dude, it'll fucking, the toughest guy, whoa, stop.
Justin Silver used to do that to me when we were starting out at Comedy Village. I was talking to a really pretty girl, and then he would just lift my shirt up. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's just the worst. And then, because if you freak out, you're like, now you're not confident. Now the girl knows you care about your fat stomach, dude. Right. Oh, dude.
It's, well, she couldn't see it before.
It's he delightful.
Pulled your shirt up.
Yeah. Well, they can see it, Anthony. You look good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, no, I'm saying like he couldn't see it before. Yeah, of course. Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah, but they could see. They know you're fat. Yeah. So what's the difference?
They know. What gives you the ick, Zach? Anything?
No.
So you're not icking Zach out.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I once dated a girl. She never farted in front of me, but she left her panties in the bathroom one time, and they had
spit marks in them. Well, that's crazy. That would give me the ick.
I have one, but I mean, it's pretty bad.
Can't go back from that.
What is it?
One time I was fingering this girl's asshole, and I don't know to this day what substance it was, but something green came out and hit the floor.
Ew.
That's, but I mean, also, I
that's
was.
That's not the ick, guys. These are the rancid things that gross people are doing. The girl with shit stains in her underwear is just.
You know what honestly gives me the ick, and this is very faggy of me? I hate when girls say that they don't have a favorite kind of music. They're always, I like a little bit of everything or anything that a guy beat. Like, if you can't commit and explain to me what you like, you're a fucking airheaded cunt.
I have a very specific ick that one girl did to me ever. This, and I won't say who it is. But it was an ex-girlfriend. It was a comedian. I'll tell that much, right? That's all you're getting. Well, there's a lot of comedians, Shannon. What are you giggling for? They can guess who it is. But what she would do, and this was very early in the relationship, she would like kind of like hug me and like embrace me in a way where she was like really feeling it, but she wasn't. She was like, it was like fake emotion. Mm-hmm. And she would go, I love this man.
Ew.
And I went, oh, and it was from the De Beers commercial, the ring commercial, the diamond commercial. Is it De Beers? Is that it? Do you remember that commercial where like he's like, I love this. He goes, I love this woman. And she goes, I love this man. She like whispers it to him. It's like, this girl was just reenacting this thing.
A diamond commercial.
And then in my head.
I think I figured this one out.
In my head, I'm telling you right now, like the whole fucking time I was like, I know I'm not the first guy she had this fake emotional moment with. Like, I know this is a thing that she has like done with other fucking men. And it was just a very bizarre, weird little thing that I remember being like, yo, like. Whatever it was, it bugged the fuck, and I couldn't unsee it.
You have an ex who gave me the ick one time.
Is this the same ex, probably?
Yeah, I think so.
I hate this bitch.
She said to us once in the car, I hate when people like bands and can name bands and songs. I think it's stupid.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I was like, you don't like band? She's like, "How? Why would I know the name? I just like songs that I hear." She goes, I hate when people are like, do you know this band? Like, how am I supposed to have heard of a band?
Right.
But that so one
green,
really.
If green stuff comes out of her asshole.
I'd rather green stuff come out of her asshole than her to say, I don't like music.
Yeah. So, by the way, I hate Green Day.
We got to run. You guys are the fucking best. Love you guys very much. Thank you for watching. Another Real Ass Podcast in the books. I got to run home and get it.
And guys, onperks.com. Get Rainey's new book, Delta.
You're the fucking man, dude. I want to pick your brain. The publishing companies approached me about doing a book.
Do it. 100% do it.
Yeah, I hear it's a good.
It's a pop-up book.
But either way, guys, thank you for watching. We'll be back on Friday. Another episode already in the can. Great episode that we pre-taped for Friday. So enjoy that one. We will check you then exclusively on the Gas Digital Network. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.